the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And the NFL always controls the narrative, always controls the headlines, Lundy. And we heard some whispers, and there was some speculation rising for Nash Vegas. And we finally got the answer that we were all banking on, and that was Julio Jones getting traded over the weekend from the Atlanta Falcons to those Tennessee Titans. And as a result, at DraftKings Sportsbook, we've seen a sway in a lot of the futures action that is available at that site, and it should shock nobody. The Tennessee Titans have tumbled from 40-1 to win the Super Bowl down to 25-1. But I think really the best odds in terms of maybe making your hay, plus 110 are the Titans to take the AFC South, exact same odds as now the Carson Wentz-led Indianapolis Colts. But Julio Jones, do you think he's got something left in the tank? And if you believe it, Lundy, are you tailing me on the Titans to take the division again at plus 110?
Well, first of all, I don't think I'm tailing anything that involves Carson Wentz until I see it.
Yeah.
And I like Carson Wentz. I actually do. We just haven't seen it, and we need to find out whether the change of scenery, all that kind of stuff, is going to help him out. So of those two that are sitting there at plus 110, yeah, I feel a heck of a lot stronger about the Titans than I do the Colts. Titans, strength of schedule, just kind of middle of the pack across the NFL. So I think you're looking at a team that should be able to get it done. And yes, I do think that Julio Jones has something left in the tank for sure. Dude's a beast when he's out on the field, and obviously you send him there with AJ Brown, and that's a nice tandem.
Oh yeah, and he got some other dude, the modern day football Frankenstein, C-hole, smash hole, Derrick Henry. And if you saw his insane workouts on social media this offseason, Lundy, but good Lord have mercy. I mean, the guy was doing push-ups on a balance ball with a giant chain around his neck that probably weighed more than half the offensive line of the Titans. So he's in a remarkable shape, and he's going to see nothing but favorable fronts. Remember last season, Derrick Henry saw eight or more men in the box 27.8% of the time, and I think Julio's going to do most of his damage on play action, a lot of short intermediate routes, quick hitters where he should eat early and often. It's going to be a fascinating year down there on Broadway in Nashville. So the Tennessee Titans get their guy, bolstering that offense, the big three with Henry, Brown, and now Julio. And Ryan Tannehill got a big old grin on his face, likely stretching from ear to ear. And look, if you want to get in on that action, you want to get on anything else, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And it's not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's also America's top-rated sportsbook. And I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It's easy to navigate, has plenty of instructions for new bettors, and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the action. Even my friends and family love DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. So listen to this great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Penn gave any basketball team that is still in contention, bet $1, and the Lakers not one of them, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. That's all you got to do. So here's what the call of action is. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 to $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choosing to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Fresh off the blocks, let's get to it with a Monday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy. I know you're down in the dumps, a little bit crestfallen, despondent, based on the performance of the Colorado Avalanche as the Las Vegas Golden Knights equalized that series. It's now at 2-2, Lundy. So let's try to drown your sorrows and maybe some winners and pick your spirits up. We got a pair of games on the NHL ice. Numero uno, what you got for me?
Yeah, we'll talk about that Colorado team tomorrow. They'll be back in action. But, hey, I remind everybody, this is my annual reminder, nothing matters until the home team loses. Let's get to tonight's slate, and let's start things off with the early game, and I mean early, especially for those of us Mountain Time Zone, Western Time Zone, 6:30 puck drop between the Isles and the Bees. The Islanders and the Bruins will battle. They are deadlocked at 2-2. Speaking of things getting interesting on home ice, so far these guys have been splitting. Each one of them has won on the opponent's home ice so far. So it's not one of those that you necessarily want to automatically ink into the home team with Boston. However, for tonight, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take Boston to defend home ice straight up on the money line. Here's the thing. The Bruins have led at some point in all four games. They have held the lead against the Islanders, and then New York has managed to battle back, and that's why we sit here with this series tied right now at two games apiece. And I know you look at what the Isles did, winning that one 4-1 on the scoreboard, but that game was 1-1 midway through the third. The Isles just wound up with a goal, then a couple of empty netters, so it looked a lot more lopsided than it should have been. I think Boston defends home ice. The money line is up there. It's juiced up. I think it's worth it, but it's juiced up. But if you think these two teams might actually see some separation tonight, you can get Boston on the 60-minute line at a minus 110. So I know that the Bruins are up there. I know you got to pay a lot of juice to be able to do it, but I think this is one where Boston defends home ice. The Islanders have shown throughout the postseason, even late in the regular season, that they can get it done on the road. But I think this one will belong to Boston in Beantown.
Slap the wallet. Bet on Boston.
Number four.
All right, marching on. NHL playoff pick numero dos. What you got?
Well, this one, oddly enough, with the way the schedule has worked out, this is a back-to-back. These guys played yesterday, and now Montreal's got the chance to be able to close it out. Remember, Winnipeg swept in the first round. Well, they're about to get swept right out of the playoffs by Montreal, who is absolutely on fire after coming back from that 3-1 deficit to Toronto. They now are controlling things against Winnipeg. They're at home. Yes, it's a back-to-back, which always makes it a little bit interesting. But at this point, I think Montreal closes this damn thing out. Connor Hellebuyck for Winnipeg has been meh. That's the best way I can describe how he has been playing between the pipes. Meh. So with this one, as we look at the way that they've been playing here so far, I just can't go against Montreal to close this one out. But I'll tell you what, Brad, have you noticed the difference? I know you don't watch a lot, but Canada's only been allowing like maybe six people in the arena. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but it's not that much. Then you look at what happened last night between Vegas and Colorado with that packed house in Sin City. It is night and day difference. And without any of that energy going on with these games, I kind of feel like that's what's happening to Winnipeg right now. So let's take Montreal on the money line to close things out and move on in the playoffs.
Bet on Montreal.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to the NBA playoffs. We've got a pair of games tonight under those primetime lights. We got game two between the Bucks and the James Harden-less Nets, and game one in the Suns and Nuggets series. And let's start off with the latter of the two, and let's zero in on the megastar, a guy that is hotter than the damn sun right now. That is Devin Booker, the Jenner hump buddy. Is certainly getting it done out there, and I think he's going to be raining threes in this one against a much softer Nuggets defense compared to the L.A. Lakers. So I'm going to take the over on 2.5 made triples for Devin Booker at plus 130. Yeah, let's get seduced by that juice. Yeah, he only went over this number twice in six contests against the Lake Show, but in the regular season, in a pair of games against the Denver Nuggets, three made triples. I like the consistency there from Mr. Booker. The Nuggets gave up over 40% from downtown against Dame Lillard and company in the Portland series. So pulled all together at plus 130. Uno, dos, tres. Threes made for Booker. I think that's going to be cash money. Lundy, fade or follow. Again, Devin Booker over 2.5 made trays.
I will follow on this one. Denver, the worst in terms of allowing opponent three-point shooting of any team left in the playoffs at this point. Now, look, you can sit back and say, well, but that was Dame Lillard. Well, have you been seeing what Booker's doing? Because if we thought Dame was on fire, Booker's in that same boat right now. So I think the Nuggets, unfortunately, are going to continue to allow that outside shooting. I don't think that they have found a solution out there on the perimeter. And therefore, I think Booker is going to be able to get it done tonight. Three triples, piece of cake.
Let's make all the bucks with Booker. stay tuned for my top picks in the NBA and Major League Baseball.
Number two.
All right, moving on to another NBA player prop, and let's talk about those Harden-less Brooklyn Nets. And as a result of his absence due to a hamstring ailment, I think Joe Harris is going to rise to the occasion yet again, Lundy. And I'm going to take the over on 13.5 points against Milwaukee at minus 114. In game one, Harris was 7-11 from the floor, 5-9 from way downtown. That equated to 19 points in that contest. In the prior series against the Celtics, again with Harden in action, he only went over this number two times in five games. But facing Milwaukee three times in the regular season, he did go over one other time. He had 12, 5, and 20 points and those regular season tilts. The Bucks, though, in the regular season, number 28 in three-point percentage defense, and that usually is the name of the game for Mr. Harris. I think it's going to be close, but again, with an uptick in usage down Harden, I think Harris is going to deliver 15-plus points tonight. Do you disagree? Fade or follow?
This is a tough one for me because this is one you sit back and say, okay, who's going to pick up the slack? Who's going to take those shots? Because we know that Harden likes to shoot the ball.
Yes.
So who's going to pick up the slack and be able to heave up, I don't know, 75 attempts? I think Harris has got the opportunity. I think what you got to hope for is those three-pointers, though. That's what you just talked about that. I think you got to hope that he nails a couple of them early from outside because that's going to make this 13.5 number very attainable for him. Obviously, the last game, five triples. You go back through the series against Boston making triples. If he can do that, he can get up over this number easily. But I got to hope that I see some of that out of the first quarter. So I'm going to follow, but I maybe I might get the little bet shakes later tonight.
Oh, is your sphincter puckering up? Just a tap there with Joe
Harris. Just a touch, Jim. Just a touch.
Oh, he is going to be fiery tonight, my man.
Number one.
All right, let's move on to Major League Baseball and a very light slate of games. Only three on the docket on this Monday. And let's go on the late night tip with an 8:10 first pitch Mountain Time, 7:10 Pacific. New East Coasters, you might want to take a nap if you want to try to take this one in. The San Diego Padres taking on the Chicago Cubs. Now, is this a revenge game narrative for the Pods? Because remember, they got swept at Wrigley Field just a little over a week ago. And I say no. Now with Adbert Alzolay on the bump, I'm going to take the Padres under 3.5 runs at plus 112. Well, why? Well, look at what Alzolay has done of late, including a turn against this same San Diego team. In that game, he only had an earned run on five innings, one walk, seven strikeouts. That was back on June 2nd. Alzolay has given up three earned runs or fewer in nine straight starts. He's relied more on his slider this season, which has induced an uptick in ground balls. And you look at San Diego, yeah, they got the third lowest K rate over the last month, but they're only batting 195 in the month of June. That's a six-game span. So also given the conditions, you know, that June gloom that usually sets in the evening there in that part of the country, Alzolay's fiery digits and the Cubs, you know, having a tremendous amount of success recently against this team, pooled all together, I'm going to get seduced by that juice of plus 112. I think San Diego does not hit four runs. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention, too, that the Cubs bullpen lights out this year. Second lowest bullpen ERA of any team in Major League Baseball. So, Lundy, fade or follow, under on the Pods, 3.5 runs at plus 112.
See, I like the idea of playing this game, but I don't know if I'm down with your team total. See, I like the total to be under 7.5.
Okay.
I don't know if I dial it in necessarily just on the Cubs. So I see where you're going. I know with Alzolay's done, it's been the unders have been hitting, though, overall at Petco all season long. So I think for me personally, I see what you're doing with San Diego. I probably would zigzag over to the side, and I'll take the under on the game total at 7.5 that I can get right now at DraftKings Sportsbook at a minus 103. So not the positive juice that you're getting on the team total at that plus 112, but I think I'll slide over to the overall game total because I think this one sticks underneath that 7.5.
It's still a diet juice. Low cal, low sugar there.
Yeah,
minus 103
is not bad, man. I'll take that.
Yeah, not too shabby at all. All right, before we get out of here, Lundy, let's work in some bonus time. What else you got for me?
Let's talk about these two games tonight. You know, I like to look at guys that I think can wind up scoring a point. And those of you that don't follow hockey, remember, a point is either a goal or an assist. So one guy from each game that I like, including one that is at plus odds. So you can put these two together if you want to, or you can just sit back and play them individually. Let's start with Tyler Toffoli of Montreal. He has had a point in every game of this series, and he's got a point in five straight. He's played in 10 playoff games here so far here in the postseason of 2021, and he has eight in those 10. So I like where he is at a minus 139. Then I'm going to slide over to the other side, and let's talk about Anthony Beauvillier. At a plus 110. This one shocks me, by the way. He's gone two straight without a point, so I get that. But he's at a plus 110. Prior to these last two, he had a point in six straight. He's got 9 points overall in 10 games. So the fact that he's at plus odds, loving that one. But if you want to go ahead and parlay those two together, go for it, because you're going to wind up with some really nice odds in your favor by the time you put it together. Oh, yes, a plus 261 if you put those two together. By the way, one other bonus for you. I like the over 5 goals in the Boston Islanders game.
Restraint, not a word in Nathan Lundy's vocabulary.
Nope,
nor am I.
Not at all.
No. And I've got multiple bonus times as well. Let's go rapid fire style. Blake Griffin, give me the over 21.5 of the PRA combined points, rebounds, and assists. He went 18-14-3. I'm no math major, but that's a lot higher than 21.5 in game one. Remember, no James Harden there. Played a ton of minutes in that contest, 35. So if he gets similar in terms of workload action in that game, I think he's going to cruise past at 21.5 PRA in game numero dos against the Bucks. Facundo Campazzo, hey, give me the under on 16.5 PRA for Campazzo, a player that is being outplayed by his teammate, Monte Morris. Morris coming off the bench has been stringing together some magnificent performances here the last couple of games. Yeah, it's game one, but it's game one against the Phoenix Suns, not the Portland Trail Blazers. Stiffer defensive opponent. In fact, Phoenix, the toughest matchup of the regular season for a point guard, according to the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tools. So Campazzo, who's only played 23-21 minutes in his last couple of games, I think is going to fall short again of that 16.5 PRA. Pablo Lopez of the Miami Marlins, give me the over on 5.5 strikeouts against the Boston Red Sox. He's done this in 7 of 12 games this season. Boston, the 7th highest K percentage of any team in Major League Baseball over the last month. So I think Lopez gets at least a half dozen punch outs in the box score. And for S's and G's, let's go back to the Cubs game. Patrick Wilson, one of the surprise sensations here over the last couple of weeks in Major League Baseball, a guy that's just been hammering the ball. He had a pair of home runs against San Francisco yesterday. He's a journeyman. He's 30 years old. Kind of out of nowhere, just racking up big numbers here for the Cubs and filling in those gaps with all the injuries they've had. I think he gets an RBI tonight against Ryan Weathers and this Padres team at plus 190, Lundy. Wisdom has 9 RBIs in his last 7, and he had 4 ribbies against San Diego on that 3-game sweep by the Cubs at Wrigley Field, again, a little over a week ago. Plus, he's hit safely 9 of his last 11. There you go. All kinds of action. We can't get enough, even with a limited slate tonight across the world of sports. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Faith That Always podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code EVANS to score 10% off your subscription today. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.